And we are constantly in that net. All human beings are subject to this condition. This is the sevenfold ignorance. Now you take sevenfold knowledge. You become aware of the origin of all. We have seen in the Upanishad that we read, that which moves, that which does not move. We saw that he who perceives all things in the self and the self in all things in the self and the self in all things, and one who sees that the self has become all things. It's a threefold knowledge. Sri Aurobindo has regarded these two verses to be the description of the loftiest experience of true knowledge. When all things are seen in the self, when the self is seen in all things, oneself is seen in all things. And when you are seen oneself becoming all the things, when this threefold knowledge comes together, then the original ignorance is lost. This is, you might say, the most fundamental knowledge. Now, in that knowledge, you realize that which is absolutely stable and immobile. The knowledge of the immobility, yes?
It's possible to repeat the last.
Rust.
Why you lost the original?
Why do we?
Lost the
original. Why have we lost the original? That's a deeper question.
Yes.
If you permit me, I'll come to that question a little later, because it's a deeper question and I will branch off to something else. Keep that question alive. But for the moment we are only seeing what is the nature of knowledge. What is the nature of ignorance? Then we shall ask the question, how has it come about? It's a very important question. We shall certainly deal with it, because without it, this Upanishad will not be complete. To be aware of the immobile self. Then you will be able to see that all this becoming has behind it an immutable rock, unshakable reality. So the cosmic ignorance will be cured. You will not be overwhelmed by the becoming, because you are in a state of complete immobility. Storms may pass through you, but you remain unshaken. Then, thirdly, you become aware of the whole cosmos. Not a portion of the cosmos. What is called cosmic consciousness. It's a third level of knowledge. Cosmic consciousness. Cosmic supermind, cosmic mind, cosmic life, cosmic matter. Then you are cured of egoistic ignorance. Then you become aware of your psychic consciousness, psychic being, knowledge of the psychic being. In which you find that you yourself are a portion of the Supreme. Who is not bound to this present body and present time frame. That you are an ancient immortal self, ancient immortal soul. As a result, you are cured of the temporal ignorance. Then you become aware of your superconscious being, of your subliminal being, of your conscious being, of your subconscious being. Then you are cured of psychological ignorance. Then you become aware that our soul is the master of our being. And that our soul also has an other master. Our soul is not only an exiled king, but beyond this king also there is an emperor, a supreme master, supreme lord. He is the ruler. So we are cured of constitutional ignorance. As a result of all this, you have practical knowledge. Not practical ignorance, but practical knowledge. All that you need to know at a given time, you know. including the physical things all around. If I want to know you just need to ask and it will be given to you. If I want to know what is happening in your mind, it's a practical knowledge. I want to know what you are thinking of. I just need to concentrate and I'll know what is in your mind.